Hello, hello, hello. What's up, fellas? What's up, ladies? This is Calvin here with Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions, guys. We are here again today, live people, doing another live news network session, guys. It is April the 19th, 2021. It is 8:17 a.m. and hopefully you guys are having a great day so far. Hopefully you guys are having had a great weekend. Lots of great things happened last week. You know, especially, you know, in terms of what to watch. Hopefully you guys are watching the Jake Paul versus Ben Arkinson fight as well. Very interesting stuff to see this weekend. You know, I don't want to talk about that too much, but I did have some money on Jake Paul, and you know, oh man, he's just such a problem child, such the underdog, such amazing time. But anyways, guys, we have more tech updates, more news for you guys today. And let's definitely get started, okay? Without moving forward, please, guys, visit our website, electronicadditions.net. There you'll be able to find the most updated tech deals, tech products, blogs, and everything like that. We also have our special EAD Club membership for only $100 down and $100 a month. There, you'll be able to gain exclusive access as an EAD Club member, get exclusive tech deals for really, really great prices. And you'll be able to, you know, receive, you know, some free products monthly, some free, you know, products that you've probably never seen before by being an EAD Club member. It's really more of a club membership, so you get more perks than rather just being a regular customer. All right, so definitely check us out, guys. That's electronicadditions.net. And without further ado, let's definitely get started, okay? So we have Apple Fitness Plus, guys, adds workouts for pregnancy, older adults, guys, right? So fitness is for everyone. And Apple is making its own workout platform more inclusive for new exercises for pregnancy, older adults, and beginners, right? So Fresh Fitness Plus features, including yoga with longtime teacher Jonelle Lewis, high energy HIIT with Anja Garcia, and walking workouts with Jane Fonda will launch Monday, April 19th, guys, which is today. So definitely check out that, guys. You know, if you guys are pregnant, there is no excuse, guys. There's no excuse, okay? Do a little yoga. Do a little something. Still stay strong. The baby's going to stay strong, and it's going to be great, right? I mean, it's not like you're drinking alcohol or doing some crazy things. You know, this is going to be really helpful, right? And again, I'm not like super knowledgeable on, you know, exercising really helps the baby, but I'm pretty sure it does, right? So any exercise helps your body. Why wouldn't it help the baby, right? It's only biology. It makes sense, right? But definitely, obviously, you want to check with your doctor first, but this is great. They have workouts for pregnancy, workouts for older adults and beginners as well too, guys. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there. Also, guys, we also have Amazon, right? So it looks like Amazon drivers may soon build the furniture you purchase, right? So Amazon is considering a new service that would have drivers not only deliver, but build furniture, according to Bloomberg, right? So the service is meant to help Amazon better with Wayfair and brick and mortar stores like Home Depot, Lowe's, and Best Buy. So this is pretty cool, right? So Bloomberg says Amazon is planning to introduce the service in Virginia and at least two other markets initially. It's meant to deal with one of the biggest annoyances of furnishing your house entirely online, giant packages full of pieces you have to then assemble like the world's heaviest and most complex Lego set. Wayfair and other most other companies in the furniture business already offer a building service for an additional fee, and that's very true. However, Amazon has faced a public scrutiny for its treatments of drivers, including recent piece by Motherboard that details instant drivers using everything from water bottles to McDonald's cups to Pringles cans to relieve themselves, right? So that's we talked about that earlier, right? How, Amazon's not treating their staff and their employees as well, right? So honestly, hopefully they have picked up and they have changed. And they, Amazon's a huge powerhouse, especially in the US, even other countries as well too. I mean, so hopefully they are updating their policies and they are treating their drivers and other employees that work in the warehouses too, with much more decency and allowing them to be more flexible and things like that. We know that, yes, it's a business, things have to go out, but people are working for that business, right? So we want to make sure the workforce is definitely taken care of, right? So, yeah, this is great too, guys. Amazon adding this feature. So if you order like a furniture set off Amazon or anything like that, they're adding this service. It would have the drivers not only deliver, but build furniture, right? So maybe, some drivers may not know how to build services. That's my point. That's my thought process. Maybe they don't know how to build services, right? Or build furniture, right? Maybe you'll have to have the builders go with the drivers, right? So maybe you'll have, instead of one driver, you'll have maybe two employees in the same car, driving throughout the day, maybe delivering packages, plus doing building services, and it's cool too. You'll have, two people in the same car, right? Some people like to work alone. Some people like someone with them, right? To conversate and go back and forth, get the job done, and then end the day, right? So I think that'll be pretty cool, right? Or maybe the drivers, maybe you can have a program where they learn how to build the furniture, where they take more and pay for those extensive courses, and pay for them, as well, training for them to know how to build furniture, right? And maybe, if they need help, they can request help and back up when needed, right? And not only leaving all the responsibility to the driver, but having that extra support, right? So, but this is a definitely a good idea. I know personally, I've ordered stuff from Wayfair. Wayfair is a great company. I know they have their builder. I know they drop off the item, right? But then, a couple days later, they'll have a builder come out, right? And these are like independent contractors. They know how to build stuff. They've been building stuff for a long time, and they just come and meet you at the place, and they say, "Okay, where is it?" Let you know, and they get started. They go to work. They know exactly what they're doing. I tried to help the guy, but they know what they're doing, right? So, you leave them, you don't even have to help them. They know exactly what's the deal, which is amazing, right? So it's definitely creating more jobs in that sense too. So definitely let us know what you think, guys. If you want to learn more about this information too, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have Microsoft, right? So it looks like Microsoft Edge is getting a performance mode to improve RAM, CPU, and battery usage, right? So Microsoft is testing out a new performance mode for its Edge browser, right? So the new mode is available to some testers using Microsoft Edge Canary version of the browser, and others can enable it with a flag. Performance mode helps you optimize speed, responsiveness, memory, CPU, and battery usage, says Microsoft. Performance improvements might vary depending on individual specifications and browser habits, right? So it's not clear exactly how the performance mode changes Edge, but it does affect the sleeping tabs feature, right? So if you enable performance mode, then sleeping tabs timeout will be locked to 5 minutes, right? So Microsoft introduced sleeping tabs in Edge earlier this year, allowing the browser to automatically release system resources for inactive tabs when you have a number of tabs open. So which is good too, because I've noticed that too. When you're not using the tabs anymore, it sleeps, right? So it conserves energy, right? So which helps new tabs and run better, or stop the browser from hogging memory and CPU resources in the background. So, which is good too, right? So I've, again, like I've experienced that. And so it looks like it's testing out the new performance mode for Edge browser. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, please guys go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there too. Also, guys, we also have Samsung Galaxy S22 camera leak. Says one sensor will be missing, right? So the launch of Samsung Galaxy S22 is still many months away, but we're already hearing rumors about what might be included in the next S series flagship, or rather what might not be included in the case of latest tidbit of unofficial information. South Korean outlet ET News via Sam Mobile says that there won't be any 3D time of flight TOF sensor on board the rear camera of the Galaxy S22. That's the sensor that's often used by phone cameras to measure depth information, right? So its absence shouldn't come as a huge surprise, as it did appear on the Galaxy S21 iPhones either, right? But a 3D TOF sensor was used on the Galaxy S20 Ultra, suggesting that Samsung is now happy for its flagship phones to do without this particular piece of technology, right? So that is pretty information, right? So it looks like, you know, it's going to be missing that sensor. And I guess it does pretty good without it, right? So you guys that are Samsung Galaxy nerds, you guys know exactly what they're talking about. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we have news on NASA. So news on NASA, guys. So how to watch the live stream of NASA's Mars drone takeoff, right? So NASA's Ingenuity drone helicopter is preparing to make historic takeoff on Mars, and you can turn into a live stream on the launch very soon. The Ingenuity drone, which would be the first powered flight ever on another planet, had been due to attempt its liftoff on April 11th, but was delayed while NASA sorted out a software fix for a technical problem. But if all goes well, the drone helicopter for first autonomous flight should be happening today, right? So with the data making it back to Earth in mission control a few hours later. So that is awesome, right? So how to watch the live stream of NASA's Mars drone takeoff, right? So you guys can watch this live, us going to Mars, right? That is amazing, guys. You know, when had we ever in history, be in this situation where we're going to go to Mars, right? So you'll be able to watch the same live stream on NASA's Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch pages, or in the official NASA app for smartphones and tablets. So if the Ingenuity drones takeoff is successful, they're also being news briefing today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. BST, which works out at 4 a.m. AEST on April 20th in Australia, right? So that is where you can watch it too. You can watch that either below. You can also watch it on NASA's YouTube channel, right, from 6:15 Eastern Time and, 11 a.m. GMT. So you'll be able to watch it on their YouTube channel as well too, guys. So that is amazing, guys. That's going to be awesome, right? So now, the drone is going to Mars. You know, the NASA's drone is going to Mars. So this is going to be historic takeoff. All right. So we'll definitely see how Mars would look. Imagine living on Mars. You never thought about it, but maybe, hey, it might be the case. So if you guys are trying to learn more about this too, definitely go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there too. More news on smart cars, guys. We have the Audi A6 e-tron concept is bold and bonkers, right? According to a Tech Radar post, right? So Audi has laid down a marker for its bright electric future with the announcement of the A6 e-tron concept car at the Shanghai Auto Show 2021. The fully electric four-door Sportback EV is being designed using the company's completely new EV technology, premium platform electric PPE, which is being co-developed by Porsche and is expected to underpin several new luxury models from the German manufacturers, including the electric Porsche Macan and Audi Q6 e-tron. This is awesome, guys. Audi says that this new electric architecture will allow the A6 e-tron to sprint faster and last longer than its A6 hybrid counterpart, and makes a promising glimpse of the company's future production EVs. Right, so this is just awesome, guys. As you can see, the e-tron concept looks amazing. You can see from this photo here. Let's see if there's any more photos. Ooh, this is, and guys, we just looked at earlier in our last post, in our last episode, the Mercedes, I believe, EQS model, guys. That is looking crazy sexy. This Audi is going to be and feeling and looking bonkers, right? So if you guys want to go with this or the Mercedes, I'm pretty sure BMW now is probably going to come out with their own smart e-car, right? So this is looking really, really nice, guys. So if you guys want to follow this information and learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there. Also, guys, moreover, we have Roblox to introduce content ratings for games to better restrict age-inappropriate content. For all you Roblox nerds out there, the virtual gaming platform Roblox is developing content ratings for games and easier to use parental controls, the company's chief privacy officer, Remy Malin, told the Wall Street Journal. Half of Roblox's audience of more than 30 million daily users are kids under 13, but the platform has struggled at times to contain sexually explicit content. Age-inappropriate games sometimes surface on kids' recommended for you lists, according to the Wall Street Journal. The platform's current system restricts kids to specific games, but under the new system, parents would have more information about what kids might find in a given game, right? Until you play a game, it's not always clear that it might have explicit or inappropriate content in it. So I think this is, honestly, this is a round of applause. Great job by Roblox. You know, there's more and more kids, you know, that are using this, right? And like it says, the audience of more than 30 million daily users are kids under 13. So you don't want them to have, you know, explicit gaming, right? You don't want them to be playing all these explicit games, right? Especially nowadays, I feel like kids, you know, personally, I do feel like kids are going to end up playing maybe a T or M rated game even before they're 13. You know, it's just the reality. I know personally I have, but it hasn't affected the way I look at certain things, right? So maybe it might affect kids, right? But in general, we just, as parents, we don't want to have our kids playing those types of games, right? Because it could lead to, you know, inconsistent behavior maybe. So this is very great by Roblox and what they're doing. And I think I think kids should just be only playing, you know, esports games, e-games, or kid games, definitely Mario or sports games, stuff like that. That definitely makes sense. All right. Moreover, guys, it looks like the CPSC urges people with children at home to stop using Peloton Tread Plus treadmill immediately. So the Consumer Product Safety Commission on Saturday issued a warning about Peloton Tread Plus treadmills. saying the machines pose a serious risks to children for abrasions, fractures, and death. In a March blog post by CEO John Foley, the company said that it was aware that a child had died in an accident on the treadmill, unfortunately. So the agency says it was aware of 39 incidents with the Tread Plus, including one death. In light of multiple reports of children becoming entrapped, pinned, and pulled under the rear roller of the product, CPSC urges consumers with children at home to stop using the product immediately. Immediately, right? So the CPSC bulletin states. And that is definitely their right to say that, right? Because unfortunately, it is a serious risk to children, right? Is it the, you know, and all of this stuff is bad, right? You know, is it the company's fault that the child went on the treadmill, right? You know, you could say no. Were they given risk? You know, were they given it risk within the packaging? You know, saying, hey, this probably shouldn't be used by children under 13. I'm not sure. I'm hoping that they did do that, right? If not, now they're going to have to do that, right? But, you know, for children that at home, stop having them use the treadmill, especially, you know, especially if they're young, they don't know what they're doing with the technology. They don't know how fast they can run. They probably have never ran before really on a treadmill, especially like the Peloton. And it's a great, great piece of machine, but it's not really recommended for kids. Now, if it was the bike, maybe that's something different. It's really hard to die on a standing bike. Right. It's really hard to, you know, hurt yourself on a standing bike. Right. But for the treadmill, it's much more easier. You know, in treadmills, you go to the gym and we see these Facebook videos. We see these online social media videos where people are hopping on the treadmill, and even adults too. Sometimes they hop on, they go too fast. They end up, you know, falling and hurting themselves. Some people, you know, they think they're funny videos. You know, some of them are on purpose. A lot of them are not, but you know, they go too fast or they can't control themselves. They can't handle the speed, and then boom, they fall. And that's not a good fall. You know, it really hurts. You know, if you're in their shoes, that hurts. You're scratching, you're breaking things. You know, you've injured yourself, right? But for a child to do that, you're not even an adult, for a child to do that, that can be much, much more detrimental. And that's why they're saying this, right? So, you know, it's aware of 39 incidents, right? So 39 incidents and including one death, you know, that's a no-go. Now they have to step in and say, guys, you got to control, you know, your family and control your kids. Don't have them play on the treadmill. You know what I mean? Especially when they're young, when they're under 14, 15 years old, why do they need to go on a treadmill? You know, go to the park, go outside, go ride a bike. You know, maybe, you know, go, you know, maybe go play some soccer, go play some basketball, some tennis or something like that, some baseball, you know, softball, whatever. Just go outside and play. You don't have to hop on the Peloton and injure yourself, right? And be careful wherever you're playing, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. So also news on Tesla, guys, unfortunately. So this one. So you have two people killed in a fiery Tesla crash with no one driving, right? So authorities in Texas say two people were killed when a Tesla with no one in the driver's seat crashed into a tree and burst into flames. Houston television station KPRC2 reported. The cause of the crash, which happened at about 9 p.m. local in Spring, Texas, near Houston, is under investigation, right? So according to the KHOU Houston, first responders had to use 30,000 gallons of water over 4 hours to put the fire out as the Tesla's battery kept reigniting. Authorities tried to contact Tesla for advice on putting out the fire. It's still not clear whether they received any response. And this is crazy. And God bless their soul. You know, God bless the people that died. God bless their souls. Honestly, that's a horrific accident, and condolences to them, their families, and their loved ones and everything. But this is why, guys, you don't just want to keep your hands and your eyes and your attention off the road. You have a nice Tesla, even though it has these features. It's still a car. You're still driving a car. You don't want to be totally self. And they weren't even in the front seat. No one in the driver's seat. No one in the driver's seat. What were they probably doing? Probably in the back, having fun, right? Doing their thing. And they expected for the car to just drive them like that. That is not a smart approach, guys, right? And again, I'm not putting the people that already died down or anything, but this is another example why we have to watch out what we're doing, especially Teslas. Yes, they have self-driving cars. Yes, Teslas can drive themselves, and it's great, right? But honestly, guys, it's ridiculous. You know, it's not only this. I've also seen on YouTube and Facebook people that are activating the self-driving feature, recording themselves. A guy literally falls asleep on the wheel. He's on the highway and he skids off the road, and the Tesla reverses onto the other side of traffic. This dude almost gets hit by a truck. Luckily, his life was saved. And he starts waking up and saying, oh, shoot, I'm in the middle of the rough. I'm in the middle of the farm now outside the highway. You know, and that's ridiculous, guys. I mean, come on, guys. We know technology can do a lot, but be a human, man. Grab on the wheel, be a man, be a woman, and drive the car. You know, drive the car. Self-driving is good, but we're not at an area yet where we can completely let go of the wheel, okay? And say, hey, okay, this is 100% effective. The self-driving, guys, is probably maybe 60-70% effective. You still have to be able to coordinate and drive, right? So come on, guys. We have incidents like this. Incidents that I've seen online, it's kind of getting ridiculous, guys, and people are losing their lives, and even drivers that are on the road doing what they're supposed to be doing are running into people like this that are not paying attention, that they can end up getting affected too. So not only you're putting your life in risk, you're putting other people's lives in risk as well. So you need to pay attention, wake up, drink some coffee, drink some tea, let's get driving. And you have a nice Tesla. Why wouldn't you want to drive a Tesla? I would love to just drive a Tesla. I don't want to put on self-driving. Maybe on the, like, you know, testing it out in a parking lot or locally, but I'm not going to put on self-driving. I want to drive. I want to gun down the highway. You know, I want to be able to swerve. I want to be able to drive. I want to be able to bob and weave through traffic, right? You know, you don't just want to sit there and the next thing you know, you're playing Fortnite on your phone, and the next thing you know, you're in an accident, right? Pay attention, guys. Let's pay attention. And if you guys want to learn more about this too, guys, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Lastly, guys, we have also NASA's Ingenuity helicopter achieves historic powered flight on Mars. So NASA's Ingenuity helicopter nailed a successful debut test on Mars. Engineers confirmed early Monday morning. So the tiny spacecraft lifted itself 10 feet off the Martian surface for about 40 seconds, marking the first ever powered flight on another world. The historic demonstration opens up tantalizing possibilities for a new mode of planetary travel that can send future rotorcraft far beyond the reach of traditional rovers. So that is very, very amazing, guys. Again, another Mars debut, right? So it looks like they successfully did this. So, and then there's another drone that will be on Mars, launched to Mars today. So definitely check that out on YouTube. If you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. All right, guys, that is the news that we're going to be taking today, guys. Obviously, we have news on our other social media channels as well. You can follow us on Facebook at The Real EAD, all one word, The Real EAD. Also on Instagram at Official Electronic Editions, Official Electronic Editions, all one word. Definitely, guys, check out, don't forget to check out electroniceditions.net. And hopefully you guys are having a great day today. Let's have a great week. And for a lot of you guys, this week is going to be fun. This week is going to be really great, really fun. So we'll definitely